is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The U.S. military struck three sites in Iran, but new reports say Iran has retaliated. Israeli's military says Iran fired a fresh wave of missiles towards the country and urged people to take shelter. But according to the Israeli Defense Forces, they have begun a series of strikes towards military targets in western Iran. The president addressed the nation Saturday from the White House, calling the U.S. attacks a military success.
The U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan.
Here's more on the U.S. attacks.
House Speaker Mike Johnson posted on X saying, quote, "The president's decisive action prevents the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, which chants death to America, from obtaining the most lethal weapon on the planet." Senate Majority Leader John Thune posted, "I stand with President Trump." The Senate's top Democrat, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, stated, "No president should be allowed to unilaterally march this nation into something as consequential as war with erratic threats and no strategy." And he added, "We must enforce the War Powers Act." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A brutal heat wave is in the forecast across the eastern United States and is expected to bring several days of record high temperatures into next week. More than half the population faces potentially dangerous conditions from Denver to D.C. CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak has more.
Into Tuesday, areas like New York, Boston, averaging between 20 and 25 degrees above where we should be for this time of year. This heat dome keeping the central and eastern portions of the country socked in.
The Ten Commandments are at the center of a legal battle in Texas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says unlike the Ten Commandments law in Louisiana that was blocked by the courts, this one will survive.
I defended the Ten Commandments monument on the Texas Capitol grounds. We went to the Supreme Court and won. We will win on this Ten Commandments law also.
Abbott's already got legal opposition. The ACLU of Texas announced it's filing a lawsuit. Their attorney, Chloe Kemp, says posting the Ten Commandments violates students' First Amendment rights.
To religious freedom, when the government is forcing them to be indoctrinated with religious texts.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
16 billion login credentials for Google, Facebook, and Apple were leaked, according to cybersecurity experts. Because 16 billion is double the amount of people on Earth, it likely means more than one account per person was compromised. Their advice, as it always is, change your passwords. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
It's the music event of summer, CMA Fest.
Let's go!
With can't-miss performances by Blake Shelton, Megan Maroney, Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Ella Langley, and more. Plus, one-of-a-kind collaborations featuring Brooks and Dunn and Lainey Wilson, Shaboozy and Jelly Roll, and Bailey Zimmerman and Big X the Plug. Ashley McBride and Cody Johnson host.
You guys ready to party tonight?
CMA Fest, presented by SoFi. Thursday, 8, 7 Central on ABC, and stream next day on Hulu.
Injured animals and confiscated pets are getting new life at a unique virtual animal sanctuary.
26-year-old Maya Higa is a kind of Gen Z Jane Goodall.
So this is our marmoset enclosure. Oh, there he is.
Running Alveus Sanctuary for Animals outside Austin, Texas.
I don't know if we've ever seen before. Is the animal sanctuary all virtual and all funded from donors from around the world?
They pump out 24/7 live content on Twitch TV with 30 million online visitors a year.
You can watch them eat. You can watch them interact with their enrichment and toys and stuff.
The nonprofit plans to expand, and Higa wants to keep reaching new audiences.
Getting young people involved, it's the only way that our natural world stands a chance.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The heat ruined the fun at the annual summer solstice gathering at Stonehenge. Record temps created sweltering conditions during the UK's first heat health alert since September 2023. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Extreme heat warning through the weekend, a low only in the upper 70s tonight and mostly clear. Hot, humid, hazy for tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, heat index triple digits. Some storms on Monday, staying hot with highs in the mid 90s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Yeah. Memorial Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Come on, come on.
Well, it feels so good.
Come on. see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. We made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long. And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Much more than I
to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang up just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? Down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Israel launched new airstrikes on western Iran, the military said. It's the first since the U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. Iran had retaliated, and there were at least 16 wounded across Israel after missiles were seen in the skies over Jerusalem. The president addressed the nation from the White House.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the